Good morning. This beautiful last day of the year. This is Sherry Nichols, founder of Unleash Yourself, and I want to welcome you to today's call. It's not exactly our girls just want to have fun type of a call, but I was very inspired after attending a workshop last Sunday by my dear friend Matt Boggs to do something for all of you that would put you in the right frame of mind going into 2010, creating something incredible, and just helping you move forward in a really, really positive way. So I want to thank all of you who are joining me today and really honor you for taking this time for yourself and to create what you want. You know, there, you really have to be proud of yourself and to acknowledge what you're doing for you. And I'm just really proud of you. So today, as I said, I'm going to be taking you through a guided meditation on that. Before I do, I just wanted to touch a little bit about visioning and creating what we want in life, and help you to understand a few things about that, because I know a lot of times you can feel like you're doing everything right, but you're just not getting the manifestations to really show up in your life that you want. And you're kind of questioning, why isn't that this happening for me? I feel like I'm doing everything right. And one of the things that I have learned that, you know, Matt also talked about, and that I learned also from Michael Beckwith, who has a visioning process, is that when we need to come, we need to vision our dreams not from a place of how we're going to get to there, but in a reverse way, as though we already have it. So we, you know, you have to come from it rather than how are you going to get to it. And the reason this is important is because right now, oftentimes, what interferes with people getting their dreams, there's two different levels of vibration. The highest vibration is love and abundance, and that is where all dreams are possible, and everything can manifest beautifully. There's the flip side of that, which is fear and doubt and worry and blame and shame and that whole game. And those are very low vibrations. And when you are in those vibrations, then you can't really access the really great ideas that are going to change your life. And so what we want to do is we want to stay longer in that top vibration where the love is expansive and creative, because the longer you're able to stay there, then the more people you're going to be able to attract to you that are going to help you achieve those dreams, the more ideas you're going to have, just the more you're going to be like a magnet, just all attracting everything that you need to make that vision happen. And so, you know, when we're going to be doing this, you know, we're going to look at how you can tap into the connections and the powers and the tools that are going to help you pull that dream to you. And something else that was brought to my attention is that really the quality of the questions that we ask determine the quality of our life. And so while I'm taking you through this guided meditation, I'm going to be asking you some questions to be thinking about as you're going through. And then how it's going to go is that I'll be taking you through that, asking you things to be thinking about while you're doing this. And then I will have you open your eyes and start journaling about the things that you had seen. I don't want to take you out of it until we're ready to journal about it. And then I'll be asking you more questions in regards to this vision that you'll be journaling about as well. so that you can get really clear about what it is that you want to move forward to and what is possible for you and how you're going to be able to do it. You know, really thinking about what would I love my life to be like by December, like a year from now. This is what we're going to do with this guided meditation. It's going to be taking you out a year from now, and you're going to be looking back over this year of 2010 and what you have achieved during that time and just how you achieved it, what you used to achieve it, all of that. So it's we're going to stretch it out a year from now. The other thing that I just want to mention, too, is reasons why we don't always, we don't always attract what we want. And the biggest block of interference is our ego. The ego keeps you in your current paradigm. It keeps you where you're at right now. You know, often, and I have really been experiencing this myself, and I see it in so many other people as well, where you're making movements forward, you're making progress, but then something happens and kind of takes you out, and if you're not really vigilant and really aware of what's going on, you kind of, this is your pattern, and this is how you stay where you're at without really moving forward in the way that you want to. And the way Matt described it, he gave a couple of reasons or a couple of different ways that the ego interacts. And the first one is that it dissuades you from wanting what you want. You know how that is? It's like you come up with an idea and you're like, yeah, that'd be great. And it is a fantastic idea. But then all of a sudden, you know, after that initial, conjuring of that idea just comes to you, then you start thinking of all the reasons why it's not going to work. Or, you know, like say you're thinking that you want to, one of your goals is to write a book. And then you're thinking, yeah, I can do this. And then you come up with, oh, you know what, I'm not really going to be able to put aside time for that. Or if maybe you've got kids, they're going to really not like the fact that I'm going to hole up for, you know, an hour or two every day. It's going to seem selfish. My husband isn't going to like it. I'm not really being fair. You know, everything that you've got in your mind, you know, as far as reasons that would take you out of that start popping up. And they dissuade you from actually following through with what you want to do. The second thing that your ego does is it distracts you. And this is my biggest issue, is distraction. You start to do something, and then all of a sudden you look over in the corner and you're like, oh, you know, there's that pile of paperwork that I wanted to get through. You know, so you're sitting down to work on a project that you really want to make your priority, but as you look around, you know, at least five things come into your vision that draw you from it. Or you think, oh, I want to check my emails. You know, certainly, you know, there's got to be something important in the email base that I've got to attend to. Or you look at, anything around the house that needs to be done. You know, maybe laundry, maybe dusting, maybe you want to clean out a drawer. Whatever it is, it distracts you. Or you get a call from a friend, and instead of letting it go to voicemail, you pick it up and you spend an hour on the phone with that person where, you know, you really could have let the call go and stuck to your focused priority and then gotten back to that person later. You see what I'm saying? It's just you allow so many things to come in to distract you that you never really spend the time and the focus on what your priority is. These are just ways that your ego does take you out. And the third way being that you really have a fear, you know, an anxiety, a panic. This is what the ego also does. It gets very scared. My mentor, Barbara DeAngelis, often talks about it as it gets frightened that it's going to be put out of a job. And that really is true. When you start changing your patterns and you start doing things differently, your ego will always come back fiercely, ferociously, because it wants to hang on. It's so afraid it's going to die off, and it wants to keep you where you're at. So all you have to do when this happens is just, you know, really thank your ego. You know, thank it for its intention to keep you safe. It doesn't mean any harm. It's just, it really is doing what it thinks it should be doing, keeping you in this safe cocoon that you've always been in. So it doesn't do any good to get upset with it. Embrace it, thank it, but, you know, kind of tell it, you know what, I don't need this anymore. I'm choosing to do things differently now, and I appreciate you wanting to keep me safe, but, you know, I'm stepping out. This is what I'm doing now. And the more you do that, it may sound silly, but honestly, this is what you need to do. The more you do that, you know, it will give you that sense of feeling that, no, you're not killing anything off. You're just choosing to do things differently. And then your choices, your wise choices, will continue to help you move forward. So just remember those things as we get into 2010, as you create your vision for what you want. If any of these things start to pop up, just remember what they are and how you can deal with them. Okay, so what I'd like to do now is to get going. And just what I'd like you to do, we're going to go into a little meditation, so close your eyes and get really, really comfortable. And I hope that you all have a pen and a journal, because when you come out of this meditation, I'm going to want you to be journaling. So if you haven't done that, I'm going to give you a few seconds to go grab that. And I'll just mention one other thing about your fears that I think is important while you're doing that. And that is that, you know, good questions were asked about how do you stay focused when you're in fear. And there's two things here. You need to figure out the why, you know, of why you want this dream of yours. And if it's big enough, you know, the how will appear. So that will help you to get out of your fear, just to always stay focused on the why of what you want to do, why you want to do something. And the second thing is that we're all programmed to continue with this same behavior that we've had going on since we were kids. And that behavior, whether it be positive or negative, is what gives us attention, because the mind, it really has no distinction between positive or negative attention. So instead of, you know, if you're the type of person that gets upset with yourself for not following through on things or not completing things or whatever it is, if you have kind of a punishing behavior, then, you know, really make a conscious effort to praise yourself for every little thing that you've done, rather than looking at what you haven't done that's right. Start praising yourself and, you know, just put yourself in a great space physically. Just one of the things that I talk about a lot is smiling, because a smile just completely nurtures you from the inside out. And I know you might think, you know, you may not believe me, but try it. When you're feeling off, just try smiling. You know, it's like this burst of positive, vibrant energy that just soars through your body, and your heart starts to smile, and you start to feel better. So, you know, put these little tools in your pocket as to what you can do to get yourself out of these behaviors that may have been a part of your life, you know, all your life, that you want to change. It's all about being mindful, moment to moment, being mindful. Okay. So let's start with our meditation. So I'd like you all to close your eyes and just start taking some very deep breaths into the center of your heart. And just imagine that breath being very deep, very full. And with each inhale, you are pulling in a pure, sparkling, wonderful, energizing energy. And as it goes through your body, it is cleansing you and bringing a sense of peace and love to every cell it touches as it makes its way down through your body, inhaling sparkling, beautiful white light, and then exhaling everything that no longer serves you. And you feel this breath coming into you, going past your eyes, going down your throat, landing in your heart, and expanding there. And the next breath you take in is going down your arms and cascading down your back, enveloping every organ and every cell, nurturing you fully. And the next breath is going down into your abdomen and your hips. And you're exhaling any stress that you may be having. Inhaling down, beautiful, clear energy going down your legs, relaxing your legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. And as you get to your feet, you feel them grounded as though they're being cemented to the ground. And they're tethered there, and the tethering goes deep to the core of the earth, anchoring you very solidly. And you are exhaling every single thought that doesn't serve you as to how your life has been lived over this last year. Exhaling it out and feeling so good that it's out and bringing in new possibility, new awareness, new visions, and a happiness. Everything entering in through your nostrils and being carried down and just blanketing every single cell and every organ in your body. And now focus on your heart and see your heart as this beautiful pink energy. And it's expanding and expanding and filling your entire chest area, your heart chakras opening. You've got a gorgeous lotus flower that's just unfolding and blossoming. And with this, every petal is a different dream and aspiration for you. And you're allowing it to open and unfold. And you're allowing it to be seen. And you're allowing yourself to connect with it and to identify with it. And now that you're in this very peaceful place, imagine yourself walking down your favorite path. Maybe it's next to an ocean. Maybe it's out in the woods. Maybe it's up in the mountains. Wherever your favorite place to be, take yourself there. Put yourself on the path. And notice what it is that makes you feel so wonderful to be there. What is it that you're smelling? What is it that you're seeing? How is it all making you feel? Just take that in as you're walking down this path. Are the flowers by the path? Are the people surrounding that path, smiling, welcoming you? Is there an expansive horizon that makes you feel that all things are possible? Is the skyline a gorgeous pink and orange sunset that helps you understand all things are possible when we give it up to the universe, because the magic of what can be created is endless? And as you walk down this path, in the distance, you see someone. And although you don't instantly recognize them, you are drawn to them, and your step starts to quicken, and you start to feel excitement in your heart, and your whole body starts vibrating with a thrill. And as you get closer, you see that you do recognize this person. This person is you in the future. Notice what characteristics are you picking up from you in the future. What is it that you see in your eyes? What is it that you see across the face? How are you standing? How are you welcoming? What is your presence about? And as you in the future, how do you welcome yourself? And you in the future are very, very excited about showing you now what is possible for you 1 year from now. You lead yourself, your future self leads you into a home. What does this home look like? Home, what does the home feel like? What does it smell like? What sense do you get from the minute you walk into it? And as you walk further into it, your future self tells you that this is your home. And you look around with such glee, like a little kid skipping, so happy with disbelief that this is your home. What does it look like? How is it decorated? How do you feel being in this space? Now you take yourself into the next day in this home, into your bedroom. You're waking up. Imagine you're waking up in your bedroom. Look around. What do you see? Do you have a view? Do you have a fireplace? How big is the room? What color is it? What kind of bed are you sleeping in? How do your sheets feel on your skin? How do you feel waking up knowing that this is your life? Is there somebody in the bed with you? Look over and imagine. Is there a partner with you? How do you feel about this partner? And as you take a look around and give thanks for everything that you are waking up to, you put your feet on the ground. You decide it's time to get up. And what type of floor are your feet resting upon? Is it a wood floor? Is it a paved floor? Is it carpeting? How does it feel? How does it feel to stand on this floor? And you walk now around the bed, and you make your way into the kitchen. What does your kitchen look like? Is it big? Is it small? Does it have a fireplace? Does it have a sun porch? Does it have a view of the ocean or the mountains or a meadow or the forest? Do you have a deck? What type of table? What type of interior? What color is it? And is there somebody there with you eating breakfast? Talking about how you're going to spend your day. And now that you're through with breakfast, what do you do next? How do you live your perfect day? What is on your agenda for that day? Do you start work? How many hours a day do you work? How many hours a day do you work every week? Does that fluctuate? Do you work 3 days a week and take other days off? Do you work a certain number of hours every day? What does your perfect day look like? Do you exercise? Do you go to yoga? Do you take a run? What do you do to start your day? And imagine this particular day, you decide to meet a friend for coffee or lunch. So you get dressed, so go into your closet and imagine, what do you have in your closet? What type of clothes do you have? What colors do you have? Is it a big closet? Is it super organized? Let your imagination give you exactly what you want. And as you're getting dressed, you feel incredible with what you're putting on. Look at yourself in the mirror. What are you wearing? As you admire yourself and feel great about yourself, just authentically feeling wonderful. You go to walk out of the house. Is there anybody there that you give a kiss to say goodbye? Are there any pets that you also give a kiss to or pet them or whatever it is that you want to do with your pets? Do you have a live-in? Do you have a housekeeper? Do you have children? What are you doing right before you're leaving the house? That would be your perfect situation. Do you have a cook? Can you give her instructions as to a healthy, vibrant dinner that you would love her to prepare for you? Think about everything you would love to have in your life. Let your imagination be free. Don't think of any reasons why you cannot have everything you want. Just let your imagination expand like a child. Be free. Bring in whatever you want. And as you make your way out of your house, your perfect house, you get into your car. Oh, how you love this car. What are you driving? How does the seat feel? What is the material the seat's made of? What does the dashboard look like? What color is your car? This is your dream car. This is the car that you have wanted all your life. And as you back out of your garage and head out on the highway, you are looking at everything that you are passing, your environment, people, the other cars, with such love in your heart. This is like a feeling you would have if you knew this were the last day of your life, but it's really just the perfect day for you. So you are looking at everything with such awareness and such gratitude. and so much love for your life. So as you make your way down the road, what is it that you're seeing? And how are you feeling? And you keep driving until you get to one of your favorite places to meet with a friend. It can be a coffee shop. It can be a restaurant. Where is it? What does it look like inside? Does it feel cozy? Are you sitting inside? Are you sitting outside? Are you looking out over the ocean? What is your environment? And you love this friend, and you haven't seen this friend in a year. And you have so much to tell your friend about how your life is perfect, how everything you could have ever imagined has happened to you. So as you greet your friend, and this is a friend that you feel so safe with, that you've always been able to tell everything to, that really wants the best for you, that you really just feel so comfortable telling this person everything. You don't have to modulate or think about what's coming out of your mouth. This person loves you, accepts you, and wants the highest for you. And can't wait to hear what has gone on for you this year. So on December 31st, 2010, you are sitting with one of your dearest friends, and you begin to tell her or him everything that has happened for you in the course of this year. What would you tell her or him? What would you tell this person? What have you been doing this last year that has brought you to this place of elation? Imagine you're explaining whether it be a career, whether it be maybe you got married, maybe you've been traveling around the world, maybe you started a business, maybe you got a new job, whatever it is. Imagine yourself telling this person how you have been living this past year. What have you been doing? And start to tell them how much money you're making if you have a career. Tell them that this is just beyond your wildest dreams. And it's so exciting that you are making this money. So how much is that? Tell them about what vacations you went on. Where did you go? How long did you go for? Who went with you? Tell them about how often you're working, how many hours a week, how you've scheduled your weeks, and how it's so perfect for you. Tell them what it is that you like the most about what you're doing. What part of your creative expression fires you up the most? And tell them why you do what you do, why it's important to you. Now let them know what your spiritual practice is like. What does that feel like? Do you go to church every week? Do you meditate every day? What does this look like for you? And why is it making you so happy and feeling so complete and so whole? And now look at your primary relationships. What does that look like? Tell this person about the important people in your life. Have those relationships changed? Has somebody new come into your life? Have you made amends with people that you never thought you would? Have you forgiven? Have you released? Have you opened up new territory? How do those relationships that are most important to you look in your life at this time? And now look at your health. How have you been taking care of yourself? Are you exercising? What's your diet like? How are you feeling? Do you feel vibrant? How are you looking this amazing? What are you doing that is getting you to just feel like you have so much energy and you love your body, every single inch of it? What have you done to create that for you? Your friend is just marveling, telling you how incredible you look. From the inside out, it is shining through your eyes. So both inwardly and outwardly, you are amazing. It is so obvious that you have reached a level of love and peace and happiness. So after spending hours with your friend, just so excited to share how your life has been over the last year and how everything that you could have ever wanted for yourself has manifested, she is so happy for you. You give each other a hug and you leave this shop, this coffee house or lunch place, and you get in your car and you start thinking about how blessed you are and how grateful you are with this amazing life you're living is not only possible, but that you are living it. You did create it. And you just keep expanding with every thought that your life is going to be getting better and better and better, even though you don't know how. But based on what you've created in 2010, you know that to be true. And so now I want you to start wiggling your hands and your feet. Start coming back into your body. And just open your eyes. And I want you to grab your journal, staying in this space of high vision. And I want you to start journaling. We're going to start with the first question of what have you been doing this last year? So take a few minutes and write down, what have you been doing that just you're so proud of? And don't think about it, just free flow write. Whatever comes to your conscious, don't allow yourself to think. Just let it rip. Don't let any of the questions come into your mind. Just whatever your mind can imagine. You let it fly out. Write it down. And as I go along, if you have not had enough time to answer each question, that's okay. Just kind of make note on the side, and you can come back to it and continue to write. The next question is, how much money are you making? And is your money coming from one source, or do you have multiple sources of income? If you've written a book, how much did you make from the book? If you have real estate, how much are you making from your real estate? If you've invested in other things, how much are you making there? Where have you got money coming in? And how much is coming in from each source? Have you licensed an idea or a training program? Has someone approached you about buying your business? Somebody want to partner with you? And they're offering a sum of money to do so. Now look at, what vacations did you take? Where did you go? How long did you stay? Did you go by yourself? Did you go as a group? Did you go with a loved one? Did you go with friends? Was it a pilgrimage? Was it for fun? And don't just look at long trips. Look at extended weekend trips, quick getaways. How often do you vacation? Now look at how many hours a week are you working? Looking at, do you work Monday through Friday a certain number of hours every day? Do you take time off during the week? Do you work weekends and give yourself time off during the week? How many days a week do you work? What does your perfect week look like? Now look at your creative expression. When you were telling your friend everything you were doing, what part of your creative expression fired you up the most? What were you most passionate about? What really resonates with you? What gets you going? Now look at the why of what you do. Why is it important to you? What drives you with this passion? What does your spiritual practice look like? And remember, if you don't have enough time to go as deep as you want in each question, then you go back to it later. Just mark it that you want to go back later. And right now, what does your spiritual practice look like? How often do you worship? Do you meditate daily? What is your connection with Source? And where do you worship? What does it look like? Now look at what do your primary relationships look like? Are you married? Are you engaged? Have you met somebody new? Have you reignited a stale relationship? What is your relationship like with your family? Have you mended any rifts you may have with your parents or your siblings or friends? If you're separated, have you been able to put that relationship back together in the most perfect way? Or is there somebody new in your life? What does your health look like? Excuse me. What does your health look like? Are you at your perfect weight? Are you feeling fit? Excuse me. Do you have a personal trainer? Do you have an exercise regime? Do you have a diet that you adhere to that makes you feel incredible? What kind of exercise do you do? Do you walk? Do you do yoga? Do you run? Do you cycle? Do you swim? Tai Chi. Okay, great, great work, all of you. So now what we're going to do is I want you to put your feet on the floor just very solidly and feel how that feels. Feel how it feels to connect to the ground, to be extremely solid with your connection to the ground. In feeling how this feels, I want you to now think about the qualities of who you are that you want to anchor in 2010. How connected you feel to your groundedness right now, I want you to think about those qualities that will help, that you will feel that anchored in, that grounded in, that solid in. Really the highest version of who you are, you know, your highest potential, your highest qualities. So take a minute to list as many as you can. And now I want you to go to a new page, and I want you to write at the top of the page, I am releasing. And the highest version of you had to step through old thoughts and old patterns. You're going to say to yourself, I am releasing all beliefs that don't serve me, that are too heavy to carry me to the heights that I need to go to, that weigh on me too much. You're releasing all beliefs that don't serve you, that are too heavy to carry through the heights that you need to go to. And make a list of those. Everything that you are releasing. Maybe it's fear of success. Maybe it's fear of not being good enough, not doing things right. Maybe fear of responsibility. Whatever it is, release it. Write it down, and these are the things that you want to release. Now, turn the page, and I'm going to ask you 5 questions. So we're going to go back to that visioning. You're going to remember where you're at. It's December 31st, 2010, and you are thrilled with your life. So the first question is, in order to have that career that you have at the end of 2010, what did I need to learn to make it happen? In order to have that career, that perfect career that you have in December 2010, what did I need to learn to make it happen? For example, if you have, if you're starting with an internet business, you know, did you have to learn new technology? If you are writing a book, did you have to learn what the steps are? Did you have to learn how to write a book proposal if you're submitting it to a publisher? What did you have to learn to get you the career that you want? The second question is, who helped you accomplish this? Who is on your dream team that helped you get there? Is it somebody that you already know, or you know, maybe you don't even know these people? Whatever pops into your mind, don't question it. Don't think, oh, that's ridiculous. This person doesn't know anything about this. Allow whatever is coming into your mind to, you know, just go through your pen, write it on that page, because we have no idea how the universe is helping us, how Source is helping us at all times. Don't question anything. Just go with whatever image is coming to you. Stay very open. Don't try to figure anything out. Just stay open. The third question, what incredible ideas and insight catapulted you into this life? You had these amazing new ideas and insights. What were they? And now identify where your favorite place is to be creative. Is it walking out in nature? Do you get awesome ideas when you take a shower? You know, that seems to work for a lot of people. Is there a specific place that you go to that allows your creativity to just expand without any questioning? Where is that place? And then the fourth question is, what fears did you overcome to have the life that you now have? December 31st, 2010, what fears, looking back over the year, what fears did you overcome to have the life that you now have? It's a year from now. Okay, I'm going to give you about 15 seconds to finish up on that. And now the fifth question and the last question is, what major lessons did you learn? About 15 more seconds on that. What major lessons did you learn? Okay. And remember, you can go back and fill in whatever you didn't have, if you felt that you had more to say. Please go back, take a look at it, fill in whatever you want to add to it. Just remember not to think about it, just to let it come through you like stream of consciousness. This is the way our higher self works with us. You know, it's really amazing when we get out of our own way, what comes through, and all we have to do is follow it. Really, it's just like this, it's this flashes of inspiration. And we take ourselves out when we try to figure out, well, how's that going to happen? That, you know, and really try and think about how it's going to happen. Don't even allow yourself to go there. Just whatever flashes of inspiration you're given, trust it's a possibility. Trust that if you stay open, you'll meet somebody that will suddenly, you know, have the perfect person for you to meet, or they are the perfect person. You know, somehow somebody knows this person that has money, he's looking to put into a certain type of a venture, and you have exactly the type of business that they would love to invest in. I mean, miracles happen every minute of every day. So allow yourself to stay open to this. Now, today being New Year's Eve, I absolutely love the rest of this ritual that Matt talked about, how to create and release, do all, you know, we talked about releasing, we talked about anchoring. So here is the rest of this ritual. It's actually a ceremony. You're going to take that paper that you've written everything that you're releasing, and you're going to light it on fire and just watch it burn up. You know, maybe you want to light a white candle so that you purify this. You know, we want to make sure that we're sending those, what you're releasing, transmuting it, transforming it, purifying it, take a white candle, light it, and bless it and offer it up to be transmuted into a beautiful new energy. Make sure that you do this in a safe place, you know, maybe in a sink or someplace where you're not going to, you know, the flame is not going to catch anywhere. So you want to definitely make sure you do this in a safe place. I like a kitchen sink. You know, if it gets anywhere out of control, you've got the water right there and you can just put it out. But you can, you know, if you want to do it outside, if you live by the beach and you want to create, you know, some type of a little bonfire, you know, wherever, if you want to put it in your fireplace, you know, I've done that too. Safe, contained area. And you can watch it go up in flames. That's a really great way to do it too. So that's how you're going to release. And then to anchor in your new beliefs, you're anchoring in these beliefs that you will embody. I love this. You're going to get a rock, a decent-sized rock, and with a Sharpie, you're going to write all over this rock the qualities that you're going to be anchoring into your life. And then you're going to take that rock and you're going to drop it into your favorite body of water. And you're going to imagine, you know, I live by the ocean, so, you know, I'll take this rock and I'll drop it to the bottom of the ocean. And I'll know that it's just, you know, it's really solid down there on the bottom of the ocean. And if you don't live by the ocean, you maybe you live by a lake, maybe you live by, you know, have a pond. Whatever body of water it is, then just drop it into the water and know that these qualities are surfacing and they're going up into the air. And just imagine that you're breathing in these qualities. And what I'd like you all to do, I mean, I love that little ritual, anchoring in and releasing. And I really thank Matt Boggs for doing this workshop so that I could share, you know, and giving me the permission to share it with all of you. It's just, I loved it. I think it's a great way to step into 2010 and a great way to bring your future to you, because this reality, it exists. There is no difference. You know, the theory of relativity, you know, they talk about this, that it all exists now. You know, your future, whatever future you want, your future that you could imagine being like the most outrageous, incredible future, it exists right now. It's just the choices that we make that take us on different pathways, but it all exists now. So being the biggest nugget of wisdom I could give you at this point is to be very mindful of your choices. Look at them every moment going into 2010, really starting today. Just be so mindful of what you're allowing yourself to do. Are you stepping out of your comfort zone? Jack Canfield says the only way you can accomplish success is by stepping out of your comfort zone on a regular basis. Think about it. It's so true. I mean, if you stay where you are comfortable, you're not learning, you're not growing, you're not really moving up. And in order to move up, you need to be doing things that bring you discomfort. And then when you do them, no matter how it turns out, you feel good about yourself, because if it goes the way you want, you feel tremendously accomplished. And even if it doesn't go the way you want, you can be so proud of yourself that you took the chance. And then you look at it and you say, okay, well, this didn't happen this way, so what can I do next time? And then you try it again. The key is action, mindful action. So what I would like you to do today, and I just thank you so much for the energy and the time you've put in. I know we've gone beyond the hour, and I appreciate you staying with me. I have so many people on the webcast and on the lines. I'm just so, I just am so touched that you all are wanting to do something incredible for yourselves and give yourself this gift. So what I'd like you to do today is I'd like you to commit to one action that's going to move you towards your dream. And I want you to write that down right now. What is one action that you can take today to make that dream alive. Because what we all have a tendency to do is to write things down and then not take any actions towards it. So do this for yourself. Write down an action that you are going to do today. And what a perfect day to do it. You know, the end of the year, the last day of the year, you're going to start off 2010 by taking an action today. So you're going to leave 2009 feeling strong, feeling amazing, feeling proud of yourself. And there's no better way to step into a new year than feeling proud and feeling clear and knowing what you want. So I just want to tell you all how much I love you and how I am so appreciative of your loyalty and for creating this wonderful community, and what an honor and a privilege it is for me to have you on this path with me and to be serving you in whatever way seems to be helping you. I get really whatever I can do to be of service. I would love you to email me at sherry@unleashyourself.com. If there's a topic you want to know more about, whatever it is, I'm here to help and to be the best I can be for you. So help me do that. Help me know what you want. I give you my deepest blessings for this last day of the year, and I see all of you in the new year with smiles from ear to ear, so light. I mean, you are shining. Your light is shining. Your faces are aglow. Your eyes are sparkling. Your hair is shining. I mean, everything about you is sparkling, really sparkling. So just keep that in mind. Go out there, create what you want, and know that you can have whatever you want. You can do it. I believe in you, and I know it's going to happen. So I can't wait for this new year, and next Friday we will be back on schedule with our Girls Just Want to Have Fun calls. I am going to be introducing a new format. We're going to be doing a little bit more Q&A where you'll be able to get on the line. We'll be discussing a topic, and you'll be able to participate more. It's going to be really great, really fun. It's going to be kind of like an open coaching and participation. And so I'm going to also be interviewing people, but we're going to be bringing in that new format of call at least once a month. Thank you again so much. I love you.